请咱献贵人的圣经，第四篇二十七篇第四节。
Today's scripture passage is found in Psalm 27, verse 4.
有一项事，我不求过耶和华，我犹原要求恳求，就是一生一切点在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰伊的荣美，在伊的殿内求问。
Let us all read aloud together. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. These are the words of the Lord.
我这时阵先给您恭喜，然后新年蒙恩。
I will start by greeting you a happy new year and a blessed new year.
但是讲到祝寿的时阵，
but as we greet each other,
到底咱个想你用什么祝寿来去祝别人呢？
We might consider how exactly we greet each other.
特别伫新年的时阵，你见到面的时阵，你要怎去祝贺呢？
At the beginning of a new year, when you meet the people you know, how do you greet them?
我开始看到真侪菲律宾人，那伫新年的时阵，伊遐啦，甲你讲啥物啊？恭喜发财。
I've seen a lot of Filipino people start to greet people, "Kong hei fat choy" now.
然后刷落去，伸手递过。
And then they say, decoy please.
这个是南南年到底如何看到这个气氛是什么物件？
That starts to happen as we go towards Chinese New Year.
到底普通一般的人在祝寿的时阵，到底讲什么较多呢？
But for most of us, how do we greet each other on a New Year?
我伫家我看到讲什么啊？有几句话我提出来。
There are a few statements that I will mention.
咱逐摆讲什么啊？心想事成。
Sometimes in Chinese, you will say, "May all your dreams come true."
对吧？有阵新年的时阵，唔忘讲你的心所爱的物件，有法当达到。
May you receive the desires of your heart.
然后我咧捌看到人咧祝寿的时阵，什么啊？步步高升。
Sometimes we say, "May all your ways prosper."
就是你一步一步干呐，有法当升官呐。
May you keep going upwards only in your life.
然后你不看到讲什么出入平安，对不？
Sometimes we say, "May you be safe on your way."
然后过着阖家平安。
May you have harmony in your home.
亲像我国泰平安。
May you have a peaceful country.
那特别中国人到年到也爱有余，个叫年年有余。
And you say, "May you have a surplus of all that you own."
然后，但是有一个我。想未到的叫做五福临门呐。
But something that is unexpected is when they will say, "May you have all five blessings."
然后所以我一日我去问这个五福，这个五个福是什么啊
？So one day I inquired what people exactly mean with these five blessings.
那假使人家祝贺你讲，哎，五福临门，这个是什么物件
？Sometimes Chinese people will exchange greetings and say, "May you receive all five blessings."
然后我赶紧去查这五项是什么物件
？And I wanted to know what exactly these five blessings were supposed to be.
等下是。
First is longevity.
你来等下子无
？Do you like longevity? To live a long time?
哈？有人点头，有人摇头。
Some of you are nodding or shaking your heads.
我想未到是 Miguel 在摇头啊。
Miguel is shaking his head.
等下，我跟你讲，等下子是一项，但是等下子就勇敢是一项，对不？
It's one thing to live for a long time. It's another thing to have a healthy and long life.
然后一第二项的福是啥物啊？叫做富贵啊。
Secondly, there's prosperity.
你若有福，只讲那富贵代表真正福气哈。
People think that you want to prosper materially.
第三个福是叫做安宁啊。
The third is harmony.
安宁就平安，各项物件好势哈。
They want to be in peace for everything to go smoothly.
第四项是好孝德，好德。
Fourthly is to gain goodwill.
创好代志啊。
Is to do good things.
然后你讲第五福是什么不
？And fifth. You want to guess what the fifth blessing Chinese people want is?
是善终啊。
Is to end well.
叫做好死啊。
To die well.
所以你来给人福，了五福临门，你给我恭喜恭喜，让你得到五福啊，代表讲，哎，唔忘你个好死哈。
So apparently, when you greet people, hoping they will have all five blessings, you're hoping that they will die well also.
其实他说好死是一种恩典哦。
Well, it is grace to be able to have a good ending to your life.
但是你看真侪时阵哦，一般的人嘅祝福离袂开几项。
But most of the time, when people greet each other, there are only a few themes.
离袂开物质嘅福气。
There's the theme of material prosperity.
离不开了河海的环境。
There's the theme of earthly harmony.
了第三，离不开身体的健康。
And there's the theme of earthly health.
了第四样是心里面所爱，我当得到。
In addition, we also greet people hoping they'll get whatever they want.
这一般人有的物件是安尼。
That is what most people desire.
到底基督徒祝福是什么呢？
But as Christians, how should we greet each other?
该想讲啥？
What do we say?
啊？有几个词我咧看到诶。
There are a few terms I see.
啊，凡事顺利。
People will say, "May everything you do prosper."
然后你捌看到福杯满溢。
You will say, "May your cup overfloweth."
啊，你捌看到主恩常在。
You will say, "May your God's grace be upon you abundantly."
然后你捌听去凡事富足。
You'll say, "May all things go well with you."
啊，你捌听去讲常常喜乐。
You'll say, "May you rejoice always."
啊，即款你也是不看到即款一般的基督徒有咧祝福的事啊。
These are greetings that most Christians do exchange with each other.
所以你看到基督徒的祝福里面，你可以看到几项物件。
And you see a few things from Christian greetings.
啊，是包括了你的心态里面的好势。
And we see that these greetings have to do with the state of our hearts.
然后啊，带括迄个外在，即个内在的平安。
And we wish each other good circumstances and good peace.
啊，即款基督徒，咱活伫即个世界，当然即款也是咱即款的愿望，有影无？
And of course, it is natural for us to hope for these things as we live in the world.
但是我甲你讲，通常透过祝福来讲。
But as we look at these greetings,
你就看到人哦，对即个世界，对伊人生。
We start to see what people wish for in their life.
你看大卫在这时阵，伊讲什么
？For King David, he said here.
伊讲我有一件代志，我曾经求耶和华，我永远要搁再求，就是一生一世要住伫耶和华的殿中，瞻仰伊的荣美，伫伊殿内求问啊。
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
And
so there's one thing here. One thing he has asked. One thing he is still seeking after. And it means that this is not just a temporary wish of his.
啊，伊感觉有一件代志，我感觉以前求，我现在求，可见这样代志对伊来讲真重要。
It's not a passing whim, but something that he used to seek after and still does.
这个是什么
？And that thing.
那唔忙讲起来，也是正做你甲我今仔日有法当三级学习的一项物件。
That thing is hopefully something you and I will learn to desire today as well.
伊讲啥头一项
？And firstly,
你来看第二十。七章第四节，伊讲有一件代志，我曾经求耶和华，我永远要再加求，就是一生一世要干哪，点伫耶和华的殿中。
Psalm 27:4 One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
兄弟姊妹，当我读到这圣经节的时阵
，Brothers and sisters, when I got to this passage,
兄弟姊妹，当咱来愈明白伊的背景
，And the more I understand the background,
当伊写这诗篇伊规个背景，你愈感觉伊求这样物件真特别。
I come to understand the context of the psalm and how interesting it is that he asked for this thing now.
你若假使看这段经文的背景，伫代笔这个时阵。
When you look at the historical context of this psalm, you will see that David wrote this when he was in trouble. His enemies were pursuing him.
So, in a situation that is
The first thing we would be asking God for would be for the demise of our enemies. Right? Of course, finish off my enemies, please. And secondly, I might ask the
Lord
to allow me to go back to my palace in peace. But that's not what David asked for.
不是代表这个时阵无可能。
Not because he had any lack of trouble.
不是代表这个时阵无问题。
Not because he wasn't in difficulty.
兄弟姊妹，注意一项。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
你有法当避免问题来到。
We may try to prevent problems from coming.
但是你无法当避免人将问题带好你。
But we can't prevent other people from bringing trouble to our door.
敌人对你，你无法啊，是敌人要接你嘛。
You can't stop your enemies from going after you.
所以有代表有世界有真侪物件，你无法当控制，我无法当控制。
And there are so many things in the world that you and I cannot control.
真侪问题困难来是你甲我无拄到爱的物件。
So many troubles that you and I dislike.
但是你咧求什么？
But what do we ask for?
这个真重要。
That's what matters.
所以这个时阵吼，这个大卫伊的祈祷讲什么？我要一生一世要住伫耶和华的殿中。
And here David's prayer was that he would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
兄弟姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
汉文又翻译叫做殿中呢。
Here it mentions in the house of the Lord.
伫大卫的时代无圣殿听。
Back in David's time, there was no temple.
但是吼，圣殿的观念在大卫的思想里面真清楚。
But it was clear in David's mind what it meant to have a temple.
所以你看诗篇二十三篇，伊讲我一生一世要住伫什么呀？耶和华的殿中，直到永远，你看到。
And in the end of Psalm 23, he mentions that he wishes to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以呢，这个时阵的大卫会对圣殿哦，有一个真清楚一个观念。
And so you see that David knew clearly what he meant about the house of the Lord.
咱知影，伊要起殿，但是上帝讲，你的手流了真侪血，所以我无要让你起殿。
He wanted to build the temple for the Lord, but it was the Lord who said he had blood on his hands.
所以呢，伊知影这个殿是上帝住的所在。
And David was fully aware that the temple was the house of the Lord. Even though they only had the tabernacle at the time. The Ark of the Covenant was dwelling inside the tabernacle and representing the presence of God. And so we see that for David, he wasn't focused on the external troubles changing around him. Instead, he was dwelling upon the thought that he wanted to stay in the house of the Lord.
兄弟姊妹，住伫耶和华的殿中，一生一世，永永远远，唔是普通人有法当做的物件。
It's not an ordinary person's job to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
伫迄个时阵，有上帝特别拣选的利未族。然后在那个所在，我住在耶和华的殿里面。
Back in the day, the Levites had been chosen to dwell in the house of the Lord.
所以换句话讲，大卫的心是什么想啊？
And so for David, his mentality.
伊讲我要爱住在耶和华的殿中，我在那个所在，我要服侍了伊啊。
Was that he desired to dwell in the house of the Lord? He desired to stay in God's presence to serve Him.
兄弟姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
咱一生的愿望是什么
？What do we wish for in life？
你跟我。无论你爱无爱，咱拢咧服侍物件。
Whether we like it or not, we are all serving something.
对不？你今话话伫这世界，咱拢咧服侍物件。
We are all serving something.
啊，譬如讲
，For example，
啊，有真侪人咧服侍 iPad。
A lot of people serve their iPads.
有影无？啊，最近 Hansi 问一道问题。
Hansi recently asked.
啊，伫这个冬令会问了一道问题。
She asked a question to the young people attending our youth camp.
我青年人说想一个，说唔敢马上答的一个问题。
And all of a sudden, these young people were driven to think twice.
哦，这个问题是啥物
？Her question.
那天堂无 WiFi 哈，你爱去啊不爱
？Was would you still want to go to heaven if heaven didn't have WiFi？
啊？你哈？那天堂无 WiFi， 你要去啊无去
？Would you still want to go to heaven if they didn't have WiFi？
你明白吗？你跟我活伫这世界咧，咱也想吼，有咧为着什么物件来活啦
？We all live for something in this world。
咱为着这世界有真侪物件，可以咧控制了咱来活。
And many things in the world are controlling you and me。
你我服侍什么
？What are we serving？
你爱我住伫倒落
？Where are we staying？
有真侪人一生一世爱住伫 mall 咧。
A lot of people hope they can dwell in the mall for all the days of their life。
有影无？那做工了，到落 mall。
Because that's where they're headed the moment work ends。
啊，你无看到菲律宾第一搞的是 mall。
It's all about malls in the Philippines。
所以菲律宾有一个字叫做 malling。
That's why we make it a verb, malling。
啊，就是直接去 mall。
We like to mall。
你在去 mall 咧创啥物啵
？And what do we do when we are doing malling？
啊，去 mall 里面去 mall。
We are mulling around.
啊，去摸东个摸西，就去摸你啦。
摸 here, 摸 there.
那这个，咱话伫这世界里面，到底什么物件是我服侍的
？What are we serving and seeking after？
圣经讲什么？
The Bible says.
啊？咱代表一生一世要干哪？我要住伫耶和华。
We should desire to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives.
啊，咱中国人唔免讲啊，唔免讲。
When it comes to Chinese,
你啊，中国人第一教学晒什么？你知不？
It's sort of given that we like to serve.
啊，学晒什么？
What do we like to serve?
学晒巴肚。
Our stomachs.
中国人真爱食。
We love food.
啊，阮也是三等。
We love food.
啊，我对泰国得来。
I just came back from Thailand.
然后啊，阮买真侪西衫。
And we bought a lot of T-shirts from Thailand.
然后啊，然后阮拣到一件西衫，我要穿的。
And I bought a T-shirt for myself.
啊，这件西衫写几个字。
And it has text as design.
啊，这个字写什么
？And the text says.
讲 I am not fat.
I am not fat.
But my stomach is 3D.
My stomach is in 3D.
啊，你明白什么了
？Get it?
人活在这个世界里面，你要学习啥
？What are we serving as we live in this world？
但是我感觉咱今生哦，基督徒哦，上帝，我去地地讲，上帝无反对咱享乐。
God is not against us enjoying the life He's given us.
我直直讲，因为上帝唔是要叫咱行禁欲主义路。
The Lord is not asking us to be ascetics who don't participate in this world.
上帝创造了伊甸园，予咱底下享受，有影无？因为我无反对。
God created the Garden of Eden for man's enjoyment.
但是兄弟姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
但是咱基督徒活的。
As Christians.
唔是享受。
We shouldn't live just to enjoy.
唔是为着享受。
We shouldn't live for our own enjoyment.
咱应该为着。属奉耶和华，住伫耶和华殿中敬拜属奉咱的上帝。
We should be living with the goal of dwelling in the house of the Lord and serving our God.
迄个才是重要。
That's what matters.
但是啊，弟兄们，你不想一下无
？But brothers and sisters, have you ever considered?
大卫讲，我要住伫耶和华的殿。
Now, when David said he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord,
我要一生一世住伫耶和华。
All the days of his life.
兄弟姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
迄个是啥物啊
？What does that really mean?
这个是一个管理啊。
It means that he wants the right to do that.
This is a privilege.
It is a privilege.
This is a 恩典.
It is grace.
对不？因为无法当大家人底下.
Not everyone gets to dwell in the house of the Lord.
是上帝话当拣选的人够我当底下.
Only the chosen ones get to dwell in the house of the Lord.
无大家有迄个机会.
Not everyone has that opportunity.
所以兄弟姊妹，当你跟我是基督徒，当咱得到上帝恩典的时阵.
So brothers and sisters, as Christians who have experienced God's grace.
那我当到神的面前啊。
We can come before the Lord. And that is by His grace. It is by His grace that we can come before Him to serve Him. Not everyone gets that chance. I had a lot of deep impressions of my Thailand trip this week. I realized that there were a lot of unsaved people in this nation.
70% 不教徒。
70-80% of the nation are Buddhists.
然后我底下行，我感觉我也蒙恩啦。
And I feel blessed as I walk among them. I feel blessed.
我蒙恩是因为我有机会侍奉上帝。
I realize that I am blessed to have the opportunity to serve the one true God.
然后我徛迄个路下咧。
And where we stay in our hotel,
然后我看到他们拜一仙的东西。
They actually have an image they put in the lobby.
然后他这仙是他泰国独独和过身无偌久的王的像啊。
It is an image of the king that had just passed away 2 years ago.
然后有真侪人在那拜那个。
And they were there worshiping this image of their king.
所以我感觉泰国吼是一个真像。将人神化的一个所在。
And it made me realize that Thailand likes to deify its people.
将人当作神来拜。
They like to treat human beings and worship them as if they were gods.
啊，我看到一仙神真特别，真万只大特别。
And I also saw this other idol, which was very interesting.
啊，真可惜我无机会甲伊合起来。
I forgot to take a picture of it.
这个是一仙女的。
This is a female image.
啊，头毛长长。
She had long hair.
啊，比伊较长淡薄。
She had quite long hair down to her shoulders. She was dressed in beautiful Thai clothing. And she had a pair of high-heeled shoes. They worship that kind of God too. God in high heels.
所以，伊真就是将神哦，将人给神化一个所在。
They like to deify people.
原因应该是安尼啊。
But why would they have to do that?
干那因无机会去服侍神、服侍这款。
Why don't they serve the one true God? Why do they serve these human beings?
兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你跟我比应该牛吗？无嘛。
You and I aren't any better than they are. We're not.
但是有一项咱有。
But what we do have
是上帝给咱的恩典。
Is the grace of God in our lives.
是上帝会拣选给咱机会。
Is that God has chosen us to come here.
所以咱有法当侍奉咱的耶和华。
That we may know and serve our God.
所以兄弟姊妹，我爱大家问这条问题。
So brothers and sisters, ask ourselves.
你为什么活？
Why are we living? What are we living for?
你咧侍奉的，我咧侍奉是啥物
？What or whom do we serve？
上帝呢
？Is it God？
世界
？Or the world？
啥物呢
？What do we serve？
对大卫来讲
，For David，
用我要一生一世要住伫啥物啊？耶和华殿中。
All he wanted was to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life。
是代表讲我要伫遐，我要侍奉我的上帝。
He wants to dwell in the house of the Lord to serve God。
然后第二项，伊伫即只圣经内面，咱直接来读一下，好无
？Let's read the verse again to look at the second thing he asked。
咱来读。第二十七章第四节，伊讲有这样代志，我曾经求耶和华，我犹原要祈求，就是一生一世要住伫耶和华殿中，瞻仰伊的荣美，伫伊的殿内面求问。
Psalm 27:4 One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The first thing he wanted was for the opportunity to see and serve God. But there's something higher, and that is the opportunity to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, one wonderful thing here is that in the tabernacle, there were a lot of things that were made out of precious items. It will be the same way with the future temple.But way back, even the tabernacle was constructed out of the very best material.
So, in this time, David said, I want to live in the temple.
And so, King David wasn't caught up with the things of the tabernacle. It is true that the tabernacle included a lot of beautiful physical things.
但是呢，伊讲我唔是伫遐看这款嘅物件。
But he wasn't about to gaze after their beauty.
然后我伫遐要瞻仰什么？上帝荣美。
But rather the beauty of the Lord.
遐伫只要我看到这句话咧，我感觉啊，真水一件。
Brothers and sisters, as I look at this, I realize how precious it is.
因为你爱看什么
？What do we like to gaze upon？
有一日，这个物件影响到我。
Whatever we gaze upon will affect what we want.
对不？广告就是安尼啦。
That's how advertisements work.
那广告吼。就是让你看那看，让你变成你爱去，你知无
？Advertising works because we are exposed repeatedly to something until we like it.
我算是真少看广告现在。
I seldom see ads these days.
除了伫 internet 端也个也被视频铺出来，因为我无。
Except for annoying Google ads.
但是我较早我看 TV 的广告吼，现在无啥，我无啥咧看。
But I remember the back in the day when I would still catch ads in the middle of a TV show.
你那和我第一深的印象的广告是 Rexona won't let me down.
And I still recall the tagline Rexona won't let me down.
哦，那时钟看这个广告是我跟那个是我跟 Terence 的时代广告。
Back in the day when Reverend Terence and I were young, we would have that kind of advertisement.
然后这个广告是什么款的广告啊
？And what would they say in this ad？
然后这个广告哈是咧广告 Rexona 对不
？They would be advertising Rexona。
然后这个广告哈是咧拍 bowling 啦。
And it would be set in a bowling alley。
然后哇，这个拍 bowling team 这个。
And the person will swing the bowling ball.
Bowling 哦，斜起啦。
And then the bowling ball would go sideways.
Ball strike, ball spare.
It would not hit any pin.
但是哦，落尾哦，这款人哦，开了 Rexona.
But somehow, after these people start using Rexona,
哇 ，team 这个 striker.
They managed to hit a strike.
我咧想哦。敦宁兄，你在收开 Rexona？
Maybe Brother Anton likes to use Rexona。
因为吼，阮最近咧 bowling 比赛，
Because he's very good at bowling.
So he goes, "Oh, Rexona won't let you down." You see?
Apparently, Rexona won't let you down.
I think about it, it's crazy. Rexona, and your bowling strike speed has
connection with it. So I start to wonder, is there really any correlation between using Rexona and being good at bowling?
None.
That's what advertisements do. They keep exposing us to these things and suggesting that they're good.
广告, 将那个 wish, 那个愿望, 让你感觉是需要。
Ads take our wishes and make them look like needs.
Okay, 再讲啊。
I repeat.
广告, 让你将那个愿望让你感觉这个是你的需要。
Ads take our wishes and make them look like needs.
所以当你越看越看的时候，哇，这个你若有一个偌水的，有影无？
And the more we look at these things, the more we feel that we need them.
啊？兄弟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你爱看什么？
What do you like to look at?
你目睭看到什么？
What do you gaze upon?
啊？我这摆去大概带去。
When we went to our winter camp in Dagaytay.
Then now, Kai Kai 的鞋啊.
My son Kai's shoes.
Then now, 未穿未穿，穿去拍拍球的时阵，迄个鞋底穿落去。
The sole fell off on the after a game.
Then now, 穿落去一日，伊就需要主持 games 啊.
But he was still in charge of the outdoor games the following day.
所以你问我，来，无法，我就带你去出去买鞋。
So I thought that I would need to take him out to buy a new pair of shoes.
所以我带开开出去买鞋。
And so we went out for shoes.
啊，我大概带哇，这家有新的 mall.
Apparently, there's a new mall in the Gaitai.
在迄个 Rotunda 有一个叫 Fora Mall.
There's a new mall called Fora Mall in the Rotunda.
我就走去买鞋。
And so we tried to get shoes for him there. But as we were walking down the middle of the mall, Wen pointed out a place that her father would love. And that
shabu shabu.
Was a shabu shabu restaurant.
Oh,
look, a shabu shabu restaurant. It's interesting that whatever you're interested in, your eyes will see. And wherever your eyes go, your person will follow. Thank God, I didn't have shabu shabu that day.
啊！但是你明嘛？但是你看大卫本身啊。
But for David.
啊！依靠耶和华的殿中。
He comes to the house of the Lord.
那注意一项。
And take note.
伊唔是看上帝的物件。
He was not there to gaze upon the things of the Lord.
伊看上帝本身。
But to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord himself.
这个是非常非常大的分别。
That's a huge difference.
基督徒，咱真爱看上帝的物件。
As Christians, sometimes we are very fixated with the things of God.
咱真爱看上帝给我什么。
We like to look at the things that God has given.
因为上帝给咱这个物件无唔对，明白。
And it's perfectly fine that God has given us all these blessings.
但是兄弟姊妹，
咱别看，
唔是迄个物件。
We shouldn't be gazing upon these blessings.
咱看上帝的恩美。
But rather upon the beauty of the Lord.
哇，我跟你讲啊，摩西到神的面前，你记未？跟上帝四十米哩，一落来面会干啦，会发光。
Remember how Moses' face radiated after he spent time in the presence of God?
所以我要讲诶。
So what I want to say?
你甲爱我爱看啥物
？Is what do we like to gaze upon?
我相信你甲我常常爱瞻仰耶和华恩美诶事。
When you and I gaze upon the beauty of the Lord,
我相信你我诶生命一日会显露出上帝诶。
Then our lives will one day manifest the beauty of the Lord.
Right?
When we gaze upon God's things, we are just drawing attention to these things that God has given. But when we are gazing upon God's beauty, then everyone, I encourage you. While God's blessings are important, what we should value even more than the given is the giver beyond it all. And David said that what he wants to seek after all the days of his life, not only did he want to stay in the house of the Lord to serve him, but also to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to allow God's beauty to permeate his life. Thirdly, again,
Psalm 27:4.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To inquire in his temple. He knew very well he was securing God's protection. Even though he had enemies all around him, David knew that God was his protector and refuge. And what truly mattered to him is that he gets to inquire of the Lord and what the Lord wants of him. Brothers and sisters, as we face a brand new year, what will happen in our future? We don't know. We are often stuck in these crossroads and don't know where to turn. But one precious thing is that we can come to the temple of the Lord to inquire of Him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize how precious this is. Our temple is no longer limited just to Jerusalem. No. There's no temple in Jerusalem anymore. When you look at 1 Corinthians, we are clearly told that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it means that once we are saved, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. And we, as a church, we, our lives are the temple of the Lord. And for that reason, we can inquire of God no matter where we go. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? I'll mention a few things. A lot of people like to go to Baclaran. On Wednesday night. Because they think they have to go to Baclaran to inquire of their Lord. And our K group that meets in
autist
wanted to resume our Bible study on January
9th.
And then we realized something. We realize that there will be very heavy traffic in Gyapo on January
9th.
Why would there be heavy traffic? Because there are these multitudes who believe they need to physically touch the black Nazarene to be able to be healed and blessed. And so we decided not to meet that day and to wait for another day. But we as Christians should thank God that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And the Holy Spirit moves us from within. And the Holy Spirit guides our lives. And as Christians, the most precious thing we have is that the Holy Spirit is in us. We are even more blessed than King David in this aspect. Back in David's time, they had to go to the house of the Lord to inquire of him, but now we have the Lord in us. And we get to inquire after the ways he wants for us. Brothers and sisters, we should not quench the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us. And as He guides us, where will He lead us? The Holy Spirit will always lead us back to the Word of God. I repeat. God will always lead us back to His Word. Because that's what Jesus said. He mentioned that He will send the Holy Spirit to guide us back to the teachings of Christ. And if you and I want to know how God is leading us, we should spend time reading the Bible and praying that we may know, and as we inquire of the Lord, what He wants of us. One time there was a seeker among us in this church who called me at 1 a.m. And then he said, Pastor, I can't sleep. I asked him why. And he said, I am very troubled. Can you help me? I asked him what was troubling him. And he said, I'm sorry to disturb you this late. But before I used to come to church, I would always consult Bao Gong. Now that I come to church, I no longer inquire of Bao Gong. Let me inquire of you. I said, oh no. Oh no. And I said, well, what are you inquiring of? And he said, well, I am wondering if I should pursue this new business venture. And I realized that's a big problem. Because if I were to give him the go signal, it might be okay if he made money out of this business venture. But once he loses money, it would become my fault. I was in a tight place. But we go back to the Bible. And I asked him, well, is this business based on the principles of the Bible? Does it cause people to sin? Does it negatively affect your family? Sometimes people are so engrossed in growing their business that they neglect their family. We ask all these questions to bring us back to the Word of God. By God's grace, he chose to go through with the business and he's doing well now. But one bad thing is that once he started making money, he stopped coming to church. That's not good. But brothers and sisters, as we face the crossroads of life, which way do we turn? I don't know. But never forget that God is with you. And you may inquire of Him anytime. And I want to clarify, that our goal should not be to inquire of the Lord just to find out how to get things better for ourselves. But instead, we should inquire of the Lord to know what He wants of us. Because that's the most precious thing of all. Because when our hearts are right with God, then God will guide our way. And we may inquire of Him. A few of us will be baptized today. And I want to give you this Bible verse as a gift too. Serve the Lord. Gaze upon Him. And inquire of Him. All three things. Let's repeat. Serve the Lord. Gaze upon the Lord. And inquire of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we give thanks to You for a new year, may You guide our hearts to want what You want. May You open our minds and our desires that we may see your desires and be fully conformed to your will. May our hopes and dreams be one with yours. May the plans we make be in line with everything you want of our lives. And as we set our goals and as we dream our dreams, may our hearts be right with you. And may we long for you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.